KSL's top story this hour, Governor Gary Herbert wants to end Common Core academic standards here in Utah. He sent a letter to the Board of Education last night.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest on the future of Common Core in Utah, live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Good morning, Mary.
Tim, Governor Herbert's letter to the state school board came after his Republican primary challenger, Jonathan Johnson, called for the end of SAGE testing in Utah schools. Students are in the thick of SAGE testing right now. The governor's letter notes ongoing controversy over the core standards, and he asked the board to adopt uniquely Utah standards. But remember that Governor Herbert called for a review of all of this 2 years ago, and a panel of experts and the AG's office both found no federal government intrusion and plenty of local control. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Governor Gary Herbert no longer supports the Common Core standards in Utah schools. He's asking the State Board of Education to develop new standards.
Common Core has become a hot campaign issue this year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, live again in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Tim, this may sound familiar. Here's Governor Herbert 2 years ago.
It's just time for us to kind of push the pause button and say, let's reevaluate. Let's ascertain that we have Utah standards.
And two studies then showed no federal overreach and lots of local input on control. But yesterday, the governor sent a letter to the state school board asking them to fix the areas that have not worked and improve on those that do. His Republican primary challenger, Jonathan Johnson, also reiterated his opposition to the core standards and SAGE testing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.